the Nationals and the Pirates on Thursday. Bryce Harper had the night off, but fear not, Nats fans, because Daniel Murphy very much in action.
Murphy turns on one, base hit. Defoe scores. And Daniel Murphy puts the Nats on top with his 92nd run batted in. Here comes Rendon. Glove, hand, throw, and out. Very well played.
Swinging a line drive, base hit down the right field line, headed for the corner. Rendon's trying to score. Bostic's throw home to the plate is not in time. And over to third is Alejandro De Haza.
Hits one high and deep to left center field. Back goes De Haza, the warning track at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. Goodbye. A two-run homer for Josh Bell. Swinging a ground ball. Fair ball. Base hit down the right field line. Rendon is walking across the plate, and a curly W's in the books.
After Sean Doolittle coughed up a two-run lead in the top of the ninth inning, it was Alejandro De Haza who rescued the Nationals in the bottom of the ninth with his third career walk-off hit and first one since 2013, giving the Nationals a 5-4 walk-off win against the Pirates on Thursday. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker.
You're constantly, you know, changing your mind and kind of up and asking yourself questions and everybody's questions on which, you know, what's going to be our best roster. And so he had a great game tonight. He's made some adjustments at the plate, and he plays good outfield and, you know, a good base runner. And, man, that was a big night for him. You know, Doolittle got the win. I think that's his first blown save. But, you know, he has some pretty good hitters up there. It's not like the eighth and ninth hitters beat him tonight. So that's the mark of our team. You know, it's like, okay, you know, we lost the lead. Now we got to come back and win the ball game.
How's Howie?
He's okay. His hamstring was tight before the game. So he came to me and he just said that he was a little tight. And so at this point, you know, you don't want to, you know, you say, okay, is it worth the games and getting sharp or keeping a guy healthy for the long run? So I just, you know, was precautious and took Howie out of the game.
Dusty, did the dive that he made the half inning before that timing?
No, I don't know. He said it was tight in spring, and it was tight in warm-ups and tight during batting practice. And so he said usually it loosens up, but it didn't loosen up tonight. And it was probably a little cooler tonight than it had been, you know, than we were used to where we came from. And I don't know. I heard it was warm here before. It was a little cool tonight. It felt pretty good, actually. So, other than that, I think he's fine. I just got to watch him the next couple of days.
Dusty, you mentioned yesterday how nice it's been to see Murph come around of late. What, if any, adjustments have you noticed in his swing or approach or anything?
Well, it looks like, you know, he's swinging at better pitches, number one, which that's where it starts. And number two, you know, his legs look fresh. And he's a legs hitter. And tonight the ball he hit the center field, that he crushed the center field, that was all legs. And so it's nice to see Murph use his legs. Nice to see Anthony use his hands again. You know, each hitter has their own strengths. And, it's certainly great to see Murph swinging a bat like that. And hopefully, you know, we can get Harp and Jason been swinging better. So just hoping that things continue for those guys.
Both the hits off Doolittle were first pitch fastballs. Obviously, mm-hmm. That's his bread and butter to throw that. But when you see a team attack him like that, do you guys sit back and say, hey, something we need to look at all?
Not really. I mean, those balls were down. I don't know where they were on the plate. But both those balls, you know, like he lives at the top of the zone. And those balls are down, but, you know, they have reports too. You know, they have scouts out there telling them what to look for, and they jumped on him the first pitch, each guy. Because people say, get deep in the count, and, you know, that sort of negates that.
Those last three weren't that great coming into the night, but Edwin gave you six pretty good innings.
Yes, he did. I mean, he threw the ball great tonight. And, you know, other than that walk to the eighth hitter, which started their rally, you know, he threw the ball well tonight. Yes, Jamal.
Can
Can that make a big of a difference in just kind of the sway, you know, for him having one good start as far as getting onto the postseason roster?
Well, you know, we still haven't discussed it yet, so, you know, we got a few days before we have to announce it, and so, you know, we've semi-discussed it, but we haven't really, really discussed it yet.
Be said for Doolittle getting one of these out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, now he can start all over again, you know, and you know, better now than later. And I think I don't know how many saves had he gone?
21.
Yeah, so if he goes 21 more, then that means we're the world champions.